you know how, like, when they do a story, they try to bring it home by having, like, a personal touch, like a personal story?
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, if they're talking about, I don't know, too many dogs in a neighborhood and lots of poop being left around, and what are they doing about it? And they'll go and interview, like, one person with a dog, and they'll be like, yeah, no, I pick up my poop, I make sure. And they'll have the one person,
mm-hmm.
and they'll follow them, and they'll follow them and their dog, and that'll be that. So the MTA here in New York City is in charge of our subways and buses. And the subways are having problems because the ridership is down. A lot of people, because of COVID, are working from home. They mm-hmm. don't need to be on a subway. Because of COVID, they don't want to be on a subway because
right.
they don't want to be 2 inches. Yeah, there's no way to socially distance on a New York City subway. There just isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So in my neighborhood, the big thing that everybody's doing, sorry, in the whole city, the two big things everyone's doing are these Revel scooters, which is like a little moped,
mm-hmm.
and they're, you just rent it for the hour, for the day, for, you know, the ride, and then you just leave it somewhere. So there's like, there's four on my block right now. I can go put a credit card in on the app, pull it up, go get on one of those Revel scooters, drive to my mom's, and then just leave it right in front of my mom's house.
So you can go like 10 blocks and just leave it the 10 blocks later.
Just leave it.
Okay.
And then somebody else in that neighborhood who needs a Revel scooter will go hop on that scooter
mm-hmm.
and take it where they're going. And then just, again, just leave it. That's mm-hmm. how they do it. You just leave it anywhere. It's not like they have special stations like city bikes. The city bikes have specific stations. You have to ride from station to station.
Mm-hmm.
So the city bikes behind my apartment, there used to be about, I don't know, maybe 20, 25 bikes. Now there's over 100 bikes. They took the entire block up. And they put bike after bike after bike. You go back there and it's like an entire city. It's a bank of city bikes like crazy because nobody's taking the subways anymore and no one's taking the buses. They're taking city bikes.
Got it.
So as a result, the MTA is freaking out because they just got, someone just handed them $4 billion for improvements right before COVID.
Mm.
And now they can't justify that because they don't have the ridership. So the MTA is a big topic on New York One. That's our local New York channel. And they decide they're going to profile this one dude. And the way they tell the story, it makes it seem like because this one dude decided to take a city bike to work instead of the MTA, he is single-handedly taking down the MTA.
This guy.
Yeah. So I want to play you this story and you'll see what I mean.
That this is the evil bastard that's destroying.
This is the evil bastard that is destroying the MTA single-handedly. That's how New York One has positioned this.
Before the pandemic, Nick Guillermo's usual commute.
I was primarily taking train, bus, you know, normal commute, stuff like that.
And then what happened during the pandemic?
I switched up. I normally started taking the city bikes and just cabs, more like solo travel.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
I didn't want to be around that many people. It's too crowded, you know? City's already crowded, but why make it more crowded when it's, you know, a pandemic going on?
And the MTA needs riders like Guillermo, who is taking a city bike home to East Harlem from his job as a lab technician to come back to mass transit. On
biking
Wednesday,
away.
The MTA's chief financial officer warned of service cuts in 2 years to account for a new normal. That is, a drop in ridership.
This, right, because of people like Guillermo.
Receiving more than $14 billion from a federal bailout of transit agencies.
At some point, we need to figure out where is our ridership?
Oh, I think I said $4 billion. So it's $14 billion that they're getting.
That we need to provide to meet the needs.
The warnings came with no specifics about subway, bus, or commuter rail service. The MTA projects a 15% decrease in ridership from pre-pandemic levels. Some MTA board members cautioned against service cuts.
So they're upset about everything going on right now because no one's really taking the subways. But then when they go back to the story about Guillermo, it makes it seem like
makes it seem like he's the guy.
Like he's responsible. So she's, you can let her keep playing.
Crazy.
A lot of people.
He's upset. She's upset because they have to get to work. It's crowded. There's fewer trains because of people like Guillermo.
In the meantime, MTA officials are trying to run as much service as possible and encourage people, like Nick Guillermo, to get back on trains and buses. But for now, he's got city bike and plans to buy his own bicycle.
So I definitely find a way to integrate that into my normal daily commute.
And that means fewer trips on the MTA.
That does mean fewer trips on the MTA, but it means better legs for me, so I can't complain.
They're like, you know, and they're making all of these changes, and they got this $14 billion, but what's the point if, you know, Guillermo's going to go buy himself a bicycle?
Yeah, we just lost Guillermo and all that. The $4 he was spending a day, we're going to lose that.
Well, it's $5.50 per day. Per day, at least. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, but it's like they use this kid as an example and they keep going back to him. And the way the reporter reports it, it makes it sound like they're spending $14 billion to get poor Guillermo back.
Now, how much is that city bike?
I don't know. I don't take city bike. Right. To be honest with you, between you and I, we call them city-its. Mm-hmm. Because it's not people like Guillermo. It's people that have never ridden a bike in their lives or don't normally ride bikes. They don't know the rules of the road. They ride the wrong way. Even though there's bike lanes, they ride the wrong way on the bike. They ride on the sidewalk, which is illegal in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of putting the bike back in the city bike stalls, they just leave them on the streets. So we call them city-its. And also, the bikes are not good bikes, mm-hmm. as you can imagine. I mean, they're shared bikes, so they don't get very fast. The brakes aren't great, and you get a lot of people that don't understand how to use them. We call them city-its anyway. That's why we call them that, because they're a problem. They're really a problem.
So the scooters, can you ride those on the sidewalk, or do those have to have to be in the street too?
Those have to be in the street with the cars. See, those cannot even be in the bike lanes. So they're in the street with the cars. Yeah. See, yeah. They're mopeds. They're little motorcycles.
Oh, okay. So it's not the ones you stand on.
No, not scooters.
Oh, okay.
They're mopeds.
All right. Do they have the standing motorized skateboards with a stick on them?
Not yet. I know they have those in San Francisco, I want to say.
Yeah, they have
Seattle.
Them around here. And
they do.
Yeah. Okay. People just leave them. They're like squirrels everywhere.
Right.
You know, they just get off of them and go.
And they're shared, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. I wonder if you can ride those in the bike lane.
I don't think you can. So those scooters, only if you're a kid. If you're under the age of 12, you can ride your bike and a scooter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're over 12, you're not supposed to ride those on the sidewalk. And they're not safe in the bike lane because people are... The other problem is those e-bikes, the ones that you don't need to pedal, that are like little motorcycles,
mm-hmm.
those go 20, 25 miles per hour in the bike lane.
Got it.
So, yeah. No, it's very dangerous here. So the point is they want to get people back on the subway, but, you know, fucking Guillermo is keeping everybody, he's screwing it up for the rest of them.
Well, seeing that video, it just gives me, when I see the subway now, there's no way I was freaking out 4 years ago in the mm-hmm. subway. So I can only imagine what it's like now.
Right. With COVID. And remember, there's a lot of people that are still not vaccinated here in New York, you know, and they get on the subway and people aren't always, even though you're supposed to wear a mask, not everybody does. So it's kind of dangerous. By the way, city bike, it's $3.50 for 30 minutes.
Okay. So 30 minutes is about the same as a subway then.
Well, the subway is $2.75 for one ride. So let's say you have to run an errand. You can take the city bike to your errand, park your bike, run your errand, get back on the bike. If you can do it in under 30 minutes, then you've done round trip for $3.50.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? And the bikes can go wherever you want to. The subways have specific stops. If I want to go on the east side, I have to go to the 6 train on Lexington Avenue. Maybe I don't live anywhere near Lexington Avenue. So a city bike might be, even though it's $3.50 versus $2.75, it's going to save me a lot of time just hopping on a bike and going, as opposed to taking a crosstown bus all the way to Lexington just to get on the 6 train.